again. It's a difficult day at the offices of Tip Top Trading. The office assistant, Denise, is losing her job, and today is her last day. Anna's busy with her work and trying to get everyone to sign Denise's leaving card.
Paul, have you signed Denise's leaving card yet?
No, not yet. Have you got a pen? Sorry to see you go. Best foot forward, Paul. There. I feel a bit guilty. It was me who got rid of her.
Yeah, well, you should feel bad. I can't believe you're getting rid of her.
Tom, do you want to sign the card?
Yeah, of course. You are... were... the best employee we ever had. So sad to see you go. Kiss, 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 Tom.
Gosh, three kisses. You haven't given me any money for her leaving prison yet, have you?
Sorry. Bit of a cash flow problem. Here, have a pound.
That's generous. Oh, crumbs. She's crying again. Anna, could you deal with her? I've got something important to do.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Denise, are you okay? Are you upset about leaving?
Yes, I've loved working here. I've made some good friends, like you, Anna. Oh, and being able to make free phone calls has been good. What am I going to do now?
Oh, dear, Anna. It sounds like Denise needs some career advice.
Career advice?
She needs some guidance on what to do next and where to find another job. What would you do in her situation?
Look in the newspaper, ring my contacts, register with a job agency.
Exactly. I'm sure you can give her some good advice. Go on, give it a go.
Okay, I'll try. Cheer up, Denise. You need to think positively.
Do I? I'm unemployed from tomorrow. How am I ever going to find another job?
Well, have you tried looking in the job section of the newspaper?
No.
It's a good place to start. And there are loads of job-finding websites you could sign up for.
I don't have a computer.
Well, what about ringing some of the people you know? Contacts who may know about your job?
I hadn't thought about that.
And of course, you could register with a recruitment agency. They're good at finding jobs for you.
Oh, that's a good idea, Anna. You're brilliant. What great ideas. You're so kind and thoughtful.
Anna, could you... Oh, no, she's crying again.
Oh, no. Shall we go back into your office, Paul?
No, it's okay. Denise is crying with happiness. She's feeling better now.
Well, in that case, shall we all gather round and officially say goodbye to Denise?
It's an emotional day for Denise, but Anna has been really useful with her career advice. If a professional career advisor is not available, giving some of your own advice can sometimes be useful. Let's hear again what Anna suggested.
You need to think positively. Try looking in the job section of the newspaper. There are lots of job-finding websites you could sign up for. What about ringing some of the people you know? You could register with a recruitment agency.
Okay, everyone. The time has come to say farewell to Denise. It's with regret that we've had to let her go.
We? You, Paul?
Thank you for all your hard work, and we wish you very well in the future. Anna, I think we have a gift for Denise.
There you go, Denise. Careful, it's quite heavy.
Oh, what a beautiful fruit bowl. And full of plastic fruit.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello, Tip Top Trading. Tom speaking. Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Yeah, I'll let them know. Sorry about that, everyone. That was a company called Nice and Cheesy. They remember you, Anna. They liked your sales pitch and want to order 100,000 plastic grapes to go with their cheeses.
What? Brilliant. Oh, oh, oh.
My new fruit bowl.
Oh, dear. Poor Denise. It looks like she might be leaving the company at just the wrong time. I wonder if she'll be back. You'll have to join us again for the next episode of English at Work. Bye!